KD Country 94 weather.
If you're looking for a wide variety of garden products, now's the time to stop in a Box Garden Center in Concord City. They have a wide variety ranging from A to Z, bulk seed and cold crops available. Box also has a variety of roses, plus onion scents in white, yellow, and red, and onion plants. Come early for the best selection, and you can always call ahead at 781-4905. If you have containers or pouches needing repair, bring them in as soon as possible. Box accepts cash or check only for payment. Box Garden Center, 1111 6th Street in Concord City, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., except on Wednesday, open 9 to 5, and closed on Sunday.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Overcast skies today, daytime highs approaching 59. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight, chance of rain showers, lows level off around 38. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, slight chance for showers, high temperatures reach up to 52. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
Looking to save time and money with your farming operation? Partner with Carrico Implement to deliver all your bulk oil and DEF needs straight to your farm. No more trips to pick up oil. They bring it straight to you. As trusted allies in your farming operation, they know that quality and convenience are top priorities. Rely on your teammates at Carrico Implement from purchase to delivery to save you time, effort, and money while increasing performance and keeping your equipment running smoothly. Contact Carrico Implement in Beloit, Ellsworth, or Hayes to schedule setup and delivery of bulk oil to your farm today. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
After much discussion, various meetings, and much consternation, the Beloit USD 273 school bond issue and vote came to a conclusion yesterday. Question one on the ballot included for voters to consider was a new ag center, a renovation and expansion of Woods Construction Tech, HVAC replacement, elementary and junior senior high schools, and a new stadium press box and restrooms at an estimated cost of $16.2 million, which would be funded by a 13.5 mil levy increase over 25 years. Unofficial results from the Mitchell County Clerk's Office are the following for question one. 2,248 votes were cast. Yes votes were 823, or 37%. No votes, 1,425, or 63%. So question one did not pass. Question two on the ballot could only pass if question one passed. Question two on the ballot included for voters to consider was a junior-senior high school locker room renovation, football field turf, track resurface, and tennis court resurface at an estimated cost of $3.8 million, which would be funded by a 3 mil levy increase over 25 years. Unofficial results from the Mitchell County Clerk's Office are the following for question two. 2,241 votes were cast, 644 were yes votes, or 29%, 1,597 votes were no, or 71% against question two. It's hard to imagine Beloit without Highway 24's Beckerados and Trailers, a 10-acre lot full of campers, vehicle, and trailer inventory, but very soon you won't have to imagine it, as it is with heavy hearts that the decision has been made to close Beckerados and Trailers and to liquidate the camper and trailer inventory immediately. That press release coming from Beckerados and Trailers there in Beloit. Beckerados Trailers and Campers Incorporated is owned by Alvin and Deborah Becker, as well as their son-in-law Blake and daughter Lydia Hausch. Lydia, general manager of Becker Autos and Trailers Camper Supercenter, states, and I quote, "Dad or Big Al has finally decided that he wants to slow down and take a step back from ownership. We've been in Beloit for over 15 years, and we love what we do. Thanks to your support, we grew quickly, but it's been a struggle to keep up. With over 175 vehicles, trailers, and campers currently for sale on the lot, plus the service for hundreds of customers who've bought from us, it would be too much for Blake and I to take over without Mom and Dad's partnership. So we've made a decision to dissolve the corporation. It's time for them to relax and just enjoy life instead of helping to carry the responsibilities of a large business. The goal is to get Alvin and Deb out by July 4th, so we need to downsize inventory quickly. Close that inventory consists of over 75 new Keystone campers and several used campers. Trailers new and used, including several models of utility, stock, dump, enclosed, and heavy-duty trailers from brands consisting of Titan, Big Tex, Carry On, and a Hillsboro aluminum pickup bed. Becker's plans to continue to carry and replenish their used vehicle inventory through the going-out-of-business process. While planning to completely sell out of the current trailer and camper inventory immediately, Becker Autos and Trailers Camper Supercenter will continue to offer several financing options for most credit on all qualifying inventory, as well as extended service contracts and other products and services related to the purchase and aftercare of your vehicle or camper. With it being the kickoff of camper season in Kansas, Becker's service department is already in a backlog, and with the addition of anticipated influx of closeout sales, they are only taking VIP customers who have purchased or are purchasing their units from Becker's. So if you have work you want done for this Kansas summer camping season, it's suggested that you make your service appointments early and before the closeout process is completed. To check out Becker Autos and Trailers Camper Supercenter closeout deals and vehicle inventory, you can visit BeckerAutos.com, or for updates, text or call 785-534-1227. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia Osborne and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at the website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Downs Lion Club annual White Elephant Benefit Auction taking place tonight at 7 o'clock at the Downs Memorial Hall. Free donuts and bottled water. Lions Club members are looking for donations of new or used items as well as baked goods for the sale. Proceeds from the benefit auction fund local projects such as local youth summer baseball, softball, vision support for locals in need, and other community programs and events. Plan to attend as local auctioneers help everyone find a bargain. You can drop off donations, baked goods, etc. at Downs Memorial Hall today, anytime after 10 a.m. until the auction time. If you have any further questions, contact Alan 545-6908 or Jared 454-3323. Enjoy breakfast at the VFW Post, 6242 102 East South Street in Beloit this Sunday, April 21st, serving breakfast from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Menu includes waffles, sausage patties, ham, scrambled eggs, hash browns, biscuits and gravy, fresh fruit, coffee, and juice. Donations go towards the purchase of food and supports local scholarships. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
We will do this the hard way. That has to be the path, you know, right now. We're going to rest up, treat up, rally around each other, get ready for Friday. And again, embrace these competitive games.
Miami Heat coach Eric Spoelstra as his team is playing for their lives tonight in the final play-in game of the Eastern Conference and doing it without Jimmy Butler. We'll have more on that and the rest of the play-in and NBA playoffs coming up in this sportscast. We'll look at local sports and results from Thursday. Look at today's schedule. We have our Athlete of the Week. Another NCAA boys basketball coach is stepping down. KU men's basketball, another big get in the transfer portal. The Royals are back on the field tonight after having Thursday off, and a NHL team is moving. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school results from the area on Thursday. The Beloit Golf Invitational, the host school Trojans, taking first place with a 362, 20 strokes better than second place Smith Center at 382. Sacred Heart was third, Osborne fourth. Individually, Jennings Sloan was the gold medal winner for Beloit at 85 on the day, four strokes better than Brody Sadlers of Smith Center, who finished in second with an 89. Grant Larson of Beloit was third. Fourth place for Luke Cheney of Beloit, and Dawson Lance of Osborne finished in fifth place. You can find full results for the Beloit Invitational at ncksports.com. Also Thursday in high school baseball, Beloit getting a split against Southeast of Saline and Solana as Southeast took the first game 9-5. Beloit led 5-2, but Southeast had seven runs in the bottom of the fifth to get the four-run win. Beloit getting a 9-0 shutout in game two. The Beloit Trojans are now 9-5, 4-2 in the NCAA on the season. Also in baseball, Kinsley sweeping Sylvan Lucas Lincoln 8-6 and 15-4-5 in the second game. Softball, Southeast Sling getting a sweep over Beloit and Gypsum as the Lady Trojans of Southeast won the first game 7-2, and they took the second game 14-4 in six innings. Beloit now 8-5 overall and 4-2 in the NCAA. Republic County split with Sylvan Lucas on Thursday in softball, 11-5 in favor of the Lady Buffs in the first game, and the Lady Mustangs took the second game at 10-9. High school sports action continuing in the area today in high school softball. The Beloit Trojans back on the field hosting Plainville at 4 o'clock this afternoon. In a track and field, the Kaiser Relays at Osborne beginning at 3. Lakeside, Osborne, St. John's, Tipton, Rock Hills, Thunder Ridge, Sylvan Lucas, and Southern Cloud competing there. And the Phillipsburg Invitational this afternoon beginning at 3 o'clock with Smith Center and Beloit competing. Also competing for Beloit this afternoon will be Beloit senior Ashlyn Knight, who is our NCCastSports.com Cunningham Fiber Athlete of the Week. She's excelled in track and field so far this spring, bringing home a combined 9 medals from 4 meets throughout April. She's claimed 6 golds, 3 individually, 3 on the 4x100-meter relay team. Also has 2 silver medals and a bronze medal to her credit. This past Tuesday, April 16th, the Belleville Lions Club Invitational, Knight brought home the gold in the 100-meter dash, the girls' upper division race with a time of 13:36, and also helped the 4x1 team to the gold with a time of 53:40. On Tuesday, April 9th at Smith Center, she accomplished the same feats, winning the 113:11, helping the 4x1 to a season best time of 51:74 on their way to the gold. Knight also took first place at the 100-meter dash, the Clay Center meet on April 2nd, a season best time of 12:99. She claimed second in the javelin and was part of the 4x1 team that took second that day. Her other medal this season came with a third place finish in the 100-meter dash at Concordia on April 4th. Congratulations to Ashlyn Knight, the Beloit senior, our NCCastSports.com Cunningham Fiber Athlete of the Week. We need your help in finding the Athlete of the Week. For more information, you can visit NCCastSports.com. The exodus of boys basketball coaches in the North Central Activities Association has continued after Brent Ross of Ellsworth and Bryson Plax of Southeast of Saline resigned earlier this week. Minneapolis coach John Darrow is stepping down after 24 seasons as a head basketball coach at Minneapolis. He spent 15 years leading the girls team and for the past 9 years the head coach of the Lions boys squad. According to Tyler Henry with Salina Post, Darrow is finishing out the school year teaching high school algebra and physics, but will retire after the second semester. He compiled an overall record of 75-114 with the Minneapolis boys program, and you can read more at nccastsports.com. On college hoops, one of the top players of the transfer portal this offseason is committed to Kansas. Wisconsin transfer A.J. Storr will join Bill Self's squad after one season with the Badgers. Storr was a second-team All-Big Ten pick after averaging just under 17 points, 4 rebounds a game. He comes in as a junior as he spent a season with St. John's in New York before transferring to Wisconsin this past season, and you can read more about Storr at kusports.com. After having Thursday off, the Royals are back on the field tonight as they start a 3-game series with the Orioles, both teams second place in their respective divisions. At the moment, the Royals are 12-7, a game behind the Guardians in the AL Central, while the Orioles are 12-6, a half game behind the Yankees in the AL East. Series opener tonight, Alec Marshall start for the Royals, 2-0 with a 4.32 ERA, and will face Dean Kramer of the Orioles, 0-1 with a 4.96 ERA. First pitch at 6:40 from Kauffman Stadium. In the NBA, the final two playoff spots will be secured tonight in the final games of the play-in tournament. The Eastern Conference, the Heat host the Bulls at 6 o'clock on ESPN, with the winner getting the number 8 seed in a first-round matchup with the Celtics, who hold the NBA's best record going into the postseason. Miami will be without Jimmy Butler, who suffered an MCL injury Wednesday night in the loss to the 76ers. He's expected to miss several weeks should Miami advance. In the nightcap tonight, the Pelicans welcome the Kings in the Western Conference. Tip-off at 8:30 on TNT. The winner will move on to take on the top-seeded Thunder in the first round. Out in the West. Playoffs get underway Saturday. You can find the full schedule at NBA.com. Finally, in sports on Thursday, the NHL approved the move of one of their franchises. The team now formerly known as the Arizona Coyotes will be moving to Utah and will begin play as a new franchise next season. Ryan and Ashley Smith, who are the owners of the NBA's Utah Jazz, bought the team and its assets for $1.2 billion. Originally, the Smiths were looking to the NHL for an expansion franchise, but they became a solution for the Coyotes, who couldn't find a long-term arena solution in Arizona. They now moved to Salt Lake City. For more on the sale and move, you can check out NHL.com. Also in the NHL, the Stanley Cup playoffs set to begin Saturday, and you can find that full schedule at NHL.com as well. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.